بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل بفضل الله وبرحمته فبذلك فليفرحوا هو خير مما يجمعون صدق الله العظيم. My most respected ulama kiram, brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters listening at home of the receiver, Alhamdulillah, today we have two important events. One is the completion of the Quran and Majid, the Hifz completion by Hafiz Muhammad Siddiq, and then the Nikah of his brother Hafiz Yusuf, inshaAllah. So in this few minutes that we have, because I've been requested to say a few words, firstly to our young Hafiz who is completing his Quran and Majid, he has committed to memory. It is only the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah's grace, Allah's honor, Allah's mercy, Allah's kindness, that Allah selects those hearts of those people to place his Quran and Majid into those hearts and enable them and allow them to commit this Quran to memory. We have seen so many Hifz Jalsas, and almost every single day, some part of the world, some person is graduating as a Hafiz of the Quran. Just as the rewards are so great, the responsibility too is so great. There are so many ahadith mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the virtues of a person learning the Quran by heart. Allah Ta'ala has actually selected these hearts to put that kalam of His, Inna sanulqi alayka qawlan thaqeela. It is a very weighty kalam, weighty speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not something very ordinary. This Quran-i-Majid is such that when it was being revealed, several occasions Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will perspire profusely. On a cold winter's night, on a cold winter's day, suddenly Rasulullah SAW is perspiring. Sahaba could witness the beads of perspiration flowing down his face. Why? Because of the greatness of this Quran and Majid, the wahi that was coming down to him. He is traveling on the camel, and verses of Surah Ma'idah are being revealed. The weight of these verses caused the camel to kneel down. Zayd bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala was the katib of the wahi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says the master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on one occasion had his Mubarak head placed on my lap, and suddenly wahi started coming down. And the weight of that wahi was such that I thought that my lap will tear asunder. This was the same Quran and Majid that drew three leaders of the kuffar, of the mushriki, of the Quraysh, brought them out of their homes at night when they heard some recitation Rasulullah was reciting in his house, and each one did not know why the other had come there. Something drew them. This Quran is so powerful. It attracted them, even though they were disbelievers. And when they come, they realize why they had come. They make a promise, we won't come again, and we won't tell anybody that why we came here. 3 days it continued like this. This was the same Quran and Majid that an entire jamaat of jinn, when they heard, سَمِعْنَا قُرْآنٍ عَجَبًا وَإِذْ صَرَفْنَا إِلَيْكَ نَفَرًا مِنَ الْجِنِّ يَسَمِعُونَ الْقُرْآنِ فَلَمَّا حَضَرُوهُ قَالُوا أَنْصِتُوا. That they were listening to the recitation of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Quran and Majid, and they brought iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like this, there are so many examples, so many incidents that show the greatness of the Quran and Majid and the hearts that Allah has selected. But as I said, the responsibility too is as great as the rewards that Allah has given the Hafiz of the Quran. Sheikh Sadi Shirazi rahmatullahi alayhi. He was a little boy. Mother was very fond of him. Should take care of him, worry about his tarbiyat, he must go to the maktab, he must learn. And so the mother sends him now to the maktab, he's learning alif, ba, ta, ta. And out of happiness and joy, the mother gives him a diamond ring, little boy, a very precious diamond ring. And he goes every day to the maktab, he comes home. One particular day, one person sees the diamond ring on a little child's finger. And he thinks of some plan, I need to get this diamond ring from this child. Innocent little child goes up and down madrasa, he's got this diamond ring on his finger, mother had given him. So this devious plan is made. And he comes to this little child, makes friends with him. Then he offers him some sweets, some candy. Different colors, red, orange, white, blue, different colors. And he tells him, take one. So he takes it, eats it, extremely delicious, very tasty. He says, take another one, pick which one you want. Takes a yellow one, a red one. Then he tells him, what's on your finger? He says, my mother gave me this ring. He says, does it taste like these sweets? Taste it and see. Sheikh Sadi Shirazi Rahmatullah tastes, the little boy innocent, tastes the ring, there's no taste. He said, why are you wasting your time with this, got no taste? Come, I give you a whole packet of candies, give me this one little ring you got, and I'll give you all the sweets. Innocent little child was beguiled, he was deceived, and he gives over this diamond ring to this thug, in lieu of some sweets that he got. He's so happy, he runs home, ma, ma, see what I got. I got this candy, I got these sweets. Different colors. And see how tasty he offers his mother. Mother said, who gave you? He gives us the incident. Then that uncle took this ring. He said, and it was not tasting nice at all. So I took this candy. She said, oh, beta, what have you done? He didn't understand the value of the diamond ring. So he gave it away. Just in lieu of some sweets. Ulama say like this. The person has got in his sina, in his heart, the Qur'an and Majeed. Absolutely precious. More, million times more than the diamond ring. The diamond ring is nothing. But if the Hafiz does not understand the qimat, the value of the Qur'an and Majeed in his heart, then he'll carry on his life full of sins, disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He'll be like any other ordinary person. This is not what Allah Ta'ala wants from us. The reward of getting the parents, getting the crown on the day of Qiyamah or in Jannah, and the reward for the Hafiz of going higher and higher and making taraqqi in paradise is when the Hafiz of the Quran makes amal on the Quran that he has got on the hifz. This is the condition. So the advice is to our Hafiz Sahab and all of us, especially those who are Hufadi Kiram. First of all, you should make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, read two shukr namaz, that Allah has selected you, Allah has given you tawfiq of learning the Quran by heart. And then, make amal on the Quran in Majid. Make amal on the Quran. You have to learn what is halal. Learn what is haram. Learn the injunctions of Quran. What my Allah wants from me. What is my Allah ta'ala telling me? What is Allah prohibiting me from? And to the best of my ability, yes, we make mistakes. We're all human beings. The moment we slip, we make tawbah, istighfar. We turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The dua, Allahumma ja'al al-Qur'an al-azima rabi'a qulubina. The word rabi'a. Rabi'a has various meanings. Oh Allah, make this Qur'an the rabi'a of my heart. One meaning of rabi'a is al-jadwal. Jadwal means a stream, a brook, a river. In other words, a river that is flowing, water. Water brings life to things which are dead. It gives life to the crops, to the plants, to the trees. So this Qur'an-i-Majeed will bring life to that heart that we have. Spiritual life. Hayat-i-Qalbi. This Qur'an is Rabi'. Rabi' means it is water that will liven our hearts and connect us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It will bring about nur in our hearts, nur in our sina. And taj'al Qur'an Azima Rabi'a Qulubina. Another meaning of Rabi' is like a mountain or a hill where a person is now very firm and stable. In other words, Allah, make this Quran and Majid firm in my heart. We say, Allah, make you a qaim, daim, hafiz. In other words, you should not forget the Quran and Majid. And therefore, Rasulullah has mentioned, ta'ahadul Quran. فَوَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ لَهُ وَأَشَدُّ تَفَلُّتًا وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ تَفَصِّيًا مِنَ الْإِبْرِ فِي عُقُولِهَا. Preserve the Quran. Hold on to the Quran. Make door of the Quran. Revise the Quran. Not only in the month of Ramadan. Every single day of your life. This is the responsibility on the hafiz of the Quran. A day shouldn't go and we haven't opened Quran, we haven't recited the Quran. How sad it is, only in the month of Ramadan, then we open Quran and Majid, and now we're learning our door just to recite in Taraweeh. So hold on to the Quran, preserve it, make door, because it escapes faster from the heart than even a camel that breaks loose from its knot that it was tied with. And a camel that breaks loose in the desert, impossible to retrieve it. You can't run behind it to catch it. More faster escaping from the heart is the Quran and Majid if a person is not going to make his door. And the punishment also for a person who learns any verse of the Quran or surah and he abandons it. Various punishments have been mentioned. One narration says that on the day of Qiyamah, a huge boulder will knock his head, smash his head into smithereens. One rewrite says he'll come in front of Allah as ajzam, as a leaper before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah said that I have seen the punishment of various sins and did not see the punishment of that person who learns any part of the Quran and then he forgets it. As serious as this one. Therefore we've got responsibilities. Make door of the Quran. Learn to improve recitation in the Quran. Doesn't mean you become a hafiz now, that's the end. We have to learn the tajweed properly, the makhari, sifat. Go to a qari. Learn to recite Quran in the most melodious voice, in the proper manner which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants in tartil, etc. You've made great effort. His father is ustad, Hafiz Ibrahim, mashallah, made effort. But he can now improve on his recitation, etc. Then learn the meaning of the Quran. Imagine opening the Quran, we don't understand what Allah wants from us. So one has to now learn the meaning of the Quran and then pass it on to others. So this Quran is very, very sacred, very important. Therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا. It's not the things of the dunya that a person achieves and the money he and the wealth he amasses and he collects and he gathers are far greater than all this. Is the Quran and Majid that he has brought into his heart. So Allah Ta'ala make him a good Jayid Hafiz and an Alim Ba'amal, make him pious and accept all the sacrifices of his parents, his Asatiza, the Madrasa, those who are responsible in bringing up this Madrasa and who sponsor the Madrasa, etc. All those people, family members, who made great efforts in encouraging him, and today he will see the completion of the Quran and Majid. Then of course we've got the nikah, noon given nikah bayan. MashaAllah, we hear nikah bayans all the time. But just the same concept. Like how a person has a valuable, the priceless diamond. And if he does not care and look after it properly, he does not know the qeemat of the diamond, then he will discard it, he will lose it. Like that, you can get married. Your wife is more precious than the diamond. So Hafiz Yusuf, look after your wife. Take care of her. Bring Allah in our lives, whatever the ahkamat of Allah is, together husband and wife must bring about the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People that give many, many prescriptions for a happy married life. If you look at Quran, Hadith and the life of Salaf al-Saliheen, one very important ingredient is there must be mutual understanding. Mutual understanding. Husband and wife must understand each another mutually. If they have this mutual understanding, then even if they have some dispute, some quarrel, some argument, it won't last for very long. Immediately they'll be able to come to terms and overlook and forgive the spouse. Then the silent treatment won't be so long. Like they had the husband and wife. You had a quarrel dispute for some time, it became very angry, so now the husband is not talking to the wife, not wife not talking to the husband. Now when they need something in the house, the husband needs something, he writes a little note and he puts it on the fridge with the magnet stuck on it. Wife needs something, she does the same. And this is how they communicated. And one day this man now, he needs to go for a job interview. And he was waiting for this, you know, occasion. He had all the credentials, everything. And at 7 o'clock, or 8 o'clock was his appointment. He had to wake up on time. Who's going to wake him up? So he writes a note next to him that wake me up at 7 a.m. But what happens? He wakes up at 8 a.m. And he wakes up, he looks at the time. Oh, what's that? I lost my whole job. The interview is gone. He gets angry. Why didn't you wake me up? He says. Only to find another note next to him. Wake up at 7 o'clock. So respected friends and elders, mutual understanding, husband and wife. Bring Allah in our life. Appreciate our wives. We are men sitting here. I know the ladies are listening. How often we find the wife complains the husband doesn't appreciate what she does. There's never one kalima of shukr to her. There's no love that we express to them. Everybody else will send him nice hearts and nice pictures and everything. Or we'll express our pleasure and gratitude to other people of this world, who whatever favor they do to us. Our wives, they cook for us. They do so much of khidmat. We bring guests. They look after our guests. When they are sick also, they're still looking after us. And we should make no qadr of this. Then we are bound to look for problems in our life. So learn to praise our wives. Praise our wives. And show them that muhabbat and love. Rasulullah SAW, you see his life, the seerah. After Fajr, after sitting with Sahaba, sometimes some dream they would discuss. Sometimes they would have some ash'ar after Fajr. Sometimes they'll talk about the jahiliyyah, some incidents. After all that, Nabi Karim SAW recites his Salatul Ishraq. Then he goes to each of his wife's home. And he goes and checks on them. Ask the khair khairiyat. And even after Asr Salah, he will go to each of the home of his wife, and then finally remain in that home in whose turn it was for that particular day. When he gets married to Zainab bint Jahash radiallahu ta'ala anha, it's a long incident that comes in Bukhari Sharif and other ahadith kitabs. That walima took place, some sahaba was still sitting there, Nabi Karim could not tell them to just leave. He was feeling a bit difficult to tell them to leave now. But he still went out and he looked and he went to the homes of his other wives. Aisha radiallahu anha asked him, how's your new wife? He checks on her, then she asks him, how's your new wife? So like this, he went to each wife and he comes back. He even ran races with Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha, of course, not in public. Now we listen half and then we see the Maulana said, you must run with your wife in public. So show love, show muhabbat. Honor them. And then we find Allah Ta'ala will create that mawaddat and muhabbat. And inshallah Allah Ta'ala will bless them with pious children, offspring, become the kulus of the eyes. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Hafiz.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذا قيل إن وعد الله حق والساعة لا ريب فيها قلتم ما ندري ما الساعة إن نظن إلا ظنا وما نحن بمستيقنين وبدا لهم سيئات ما عملوا وحاق بهم ما كانوا به يستهزئون ذلكم بأنكم اتخذتم آيات الله هزوا وغرتكم الحياة الدنيا فاليوم لا يخرجون منها ولا هم يستعتبون فلله الحمد رب السماوات ورب الأرض رب العالمين وله الكبرياء في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون صدق الله العظيم اللهم آنس وحشتي في قبري اللهم ارحمني بالقرآن العظيم واجعله لي إماما ونورا وهدى ورحمة اللهم ذكرني منه ما نسيت وعلمني منه ما جهلت وارزقني تلاوته آناء الليل وآناء النهار وارزقنا حجتي يا رب العالمين
الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعصهما فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا ونسأل الله أن يجعلنا ممن يطيعه ويطيع رسوله ويتبع رضوانه ويجتنب سخطه فإنما نحن به وله وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم النكاح من سنتي وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أيضا فمن رغب عن سنتي فليس مني أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام
حافظ يوسف إبراهيم باتيل in the presence of those who are here, especially that of the Wakil, that is Mufti Muhammad Idris Ibrahim Salih Saab, and the two witnesses, Sirajuddin Ghulam Muhammad Salih and Muhammad Farooq Patel. I have performed your nikah to Afifa, who is the daughter of Mufti Muhammad Idris Salih, and the mahar is the mahar Fatimi. Have you accepted Afifa as a wife? They have accepted Afifa as a wife. Nakahtuha wa qabiltuha wa tazawwajtuha. Barakallahu alayhi.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله ولك الملك كله ولك الخلق كله بيدك الخير كله. نسألك الخير كله ونعوذ بك من الشر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم لك الحمد كما تقول وخير مما نقول. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه وذرياته وأهل بيته واتباعه وأشياعه أجمعين إلى يوم الدين. اللهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان. اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان. اللهم اجعلنا من الراشدين. اللهم توفنا مسلمين وألحقنا بالصالحين غير خزايا ولا مفتونين. يا أرحم الراحمين آج کی اس مجلس نکاح کو اور مجلس ختم قرآن کو محضر نے فضل و کرم سے قبول فرما. اے ارحم الراحمین اس میں برکت عطا فرما, نکاح میں برکت عطا فرما. الہ العالمین طرفین میں زوجین میں بینت محبت نصیب فرما. یا اللہ خوشگوار ازدواج زندگی نصیب فرما, اسلامی معاشرت نصیب فرما. یا اللہ ہر قسم کے خیر و برکات سے مالا مال فرما, دنیا اور آخرت کی نعمتیں بھلائیاں انہیں نصیب فرما. یا اللہ ان سب کے ایمان اعمال کی ہر طرح سے حفاظت فرما. یا اللہ ہر قسم کی نعمتیں انہیں نصیب فرما, عمر میں صحت میں رزق میں برکت نصیب فرما. یا اللہ نیک صالح اولاد کے ذریعہ بنا. ارحم الراحمین اور
جس بچے نے حفظ کیا, یا اللہ بھی یا اللہ قرآن پاک ان کے سینوں میں محفوظ فرما, یا اللہ اسے علمی ترقیات سے مالا مال فرما, یا اللہ جس طریقے سے آپ نے کم عمری میں اس کو حفظ کی دولت نصیب فرمائے, یا اللہ قرآن کریم کو اس کے سینوں میں محفوظ فرما, یا الہ العالمین اور قرآن سلیم کے الفاظ اور اس کے حروف اور اس کے معانی کو سمجھنے کے لیے اس کو قبول فرما, یا اللہ اور اسلام پر یا الہ العالمین اس کی خدمت کے لیے قبول فرما, یا اللہ ہم سب, یا اللہ مجمع میں جتنے حاضرین ہیں, یا اللہ ان سب کی نیک جائز تمنا مرادوں کو قبول فرما, الہ العالمین وہ زمین پر جہاں کہیں اس وقت نکاح ہو رہا ہے ہونے والے ہیں, یا الہ العالمین سب کو قبول فرما, یا اللہ خاندان میں الفت پیدا فرما, محبت فرما, یا اللہ ہر قسم کے شرور فتن سے آدمی سے حفاظت فرما, یا اللہ ہماری دعاؤں کو نبی پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم کے قبول فرما. اللہم انا نسألک من خیر ما سألک منہ نبیک و حبیبک سیدنا مولانا محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, ونعوذ بک من شر ما استعاذک منہ نبیک و حبیبک سیدنا مولانا محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, انت المستعان وعلیک البلاغ, ولا حول ولا قوة الا باللہ العلی العظیم, سبحان ربک رب العزة عما یصفون, سلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. آمين اللهم.